Fox 59 in Indianapolis. Here it is. Angela Gnote. Fox 59, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fox News affiliate station. On Friday afternoon, she broke the story after holding on to it. We held back info from family on FedEx shooter Brandon Hull until the FBI could confirm. Quote, in March of 2020, the suspect's mother contacted law enforcement to report he might try to commit suicide by cop. The suspect was placed on an immediate detention mental health temporary hold by the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. A shotgun was seized at his residence based on items observed at the suspect's bedroom at the time he was interviewed by the FBI in April 2020. Now, listen to this. This is why they did not commit this lunatic. Where do you hear? You know what? I don't even want to tell you why. I just rather jump right to the conclusion and go, this is on Hillary, this is on Bill, this is on Bush, this is on Obama, and now it's on Biden. Trump is constantly being assaulted by the same FBI. It's not on him. He was interviewed by the FBI in April 2020. No racially motivated violent extremism ideology was identified during the course of the assessment, and no criminal violation was found. So because he wasn't acting all white supremacy EE and stuff, nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. Nothing to see. Well, we don't find it. He doesn't have any swastikas anywhere. He doesn't look like he's a member of it doesn't look like he's an Alex Jones listener. I don't like them putting the homos in the comics to turn the freaking kids gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking kids gay. Crap. Gay. Gay. Kids. Freaking kids. And now somebody, I'm going to say it real slow for you. Yeah. Seriously, what the hell is going on here? Wait, I have a question. This makes like the fourth time in a row. The nutcase in Boulder, Colorado, interviewed by the FBI. The deranged kid in Lakeland, Florida, interviewed by the FBI. Who is the other one that was interviewed by the FBI? They're all interviewed by the freaking FBI. The federal government of the United States spends, now, this is an old stat that I had from back when Obama was president, circa 2010, 11, somewhere up in there, was spending $636 billion a year. Now, it's spending more than that now. It's probably over a trillion. But a minimum of $636 billion per year on national security. We're worried about a bunch of towel-headed goat herders storming the beaches of San Diego, and there are mass murdering lunatics roaming the streets right now. Nothing is done. You know, they shut all the insane asylums down back in the 1980s because we've determined that we don't need to, the mentally insane don't need to be locked up, you see, anymore. We have new drugs and therapies to deal with the mentally insane, you see. The only thing mental institutions are now used for are to shoot found footage horror movies in. That's all they're good for. $636 billion. They sure as hell know what I'm doing. They know what all of you are doing. Did you know that there were like a half a dozen people that are locked up as political prisoners because they were in Mordor and the Potomac River on January the 6th? They didn't do anything wrong. They had nothing to do with breaking the barriers or the barricades down or anything. They were in the wrong place, wrong time. They're still locked up by the same FBI. Why is there any jurisdiction remaining to the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Waco, Ruby Ridge gave way to inaction on mass killers, mass murderers. This is an outrage. By the by, looks to me like there were a couple of Middle Eastern or people of Arab descent. If you go back to Angela Gnote's Twitter feed, she has pictures, because people like him, pictures, not these pictures, pictures of all of the victims from here it is. It's the first tweet that you could see top from top to left. There is a 20-year-old Indy Genesis, a 2020 class graduate. Next to her, again, top to left, Maggie can throw the picture up in the chat room, the montage. Top left is or 2020 high school graduates. There are two women of Arab descent. The bottom screen of the eight photos, there's a man, looks like he's a Turkish descent, a Sikh. There is another man, I think of Arabian descent. There's another woman of Arabian descent or Persian descent. And then there's a guy who is appearing in some kind of a leather racing jumpsuit. And in the bottom right, those are the eight victims whose lives were snuffed out at that FedEx facility on Friday, right after the, I guess, as this show was going on. And again, Angela Gnote, Fox 59 in Indianapolis, reporting that, yeah, the FBI knew this. The Indianapolis Police Department knew of this guy, knew of this creep. The operative questions that we ought to be asking is, well, number one, how do all these young men get turned so violently extremist and mentally deranged? I will wager you will find, I'll bet you you're going to find that shooter was on some psychotropic drug, Nexium or whatever the, I will bet you are going to find, because they all are. Here, just take this and your depression will go away. No, as Dr. G.C. Dilsaver of Psychomoralytics and Soul Deep Science says, no, it won't go away. Pride and self-love were usually at the issue of all this. But then there is the issue of fathers. Every single one of these creeps, you find out they have no dads. So again, it's a societal problem. The cult of death promotes this behavior. There is simply no reason and rationale for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to have any remaining jurisdiction. You know, they love to show up in the TV shows, right? Right, we're, this is our jurisdiction now, Sheriff Andy Taylor. Deputy Fife, you can stand aside now. We're, the FBI is here to save the day. The FBI couldn't save the day if the FBI's subtitle was Save the Day. And here we are, again. Hey, by the by, you know what the death toll is in the Biden regime? 147 mass shooting killings since the gun-controlling Biden regime took office. By the by, somebody, Mrs. O'Connell, the wonderful, second to none producer of this program noted, who is it, the RNC news feed? Who is it that only uses the term Biden administration? What's that? RNC Research on Twitter never uses the term Biden or President Biden. We don't. As an editorial policy, we call him regime leader Biden. We call it the Biden administration. He's never given the term President Biden here. I still haven't seen in several other news entities the term President Biden. But Biden's fingerprints are all over this. Like Trump was saying during the campaign, Joe, you've been here for 47 years. What have you done? What have you done? What has he done? The guy's been here for 47 years. Now he wants four more. I say we take the four, turn him at the pasture. What do you say? I'm going to talk more about this as the program gets underway here today. Because while this is going on, we have folks, you want to talk about what is the term? Killary is guilty of this. A cognitive dissonance. What does that mean? That means that you know what the actual truth is, I believe. I believe it means you know what the truth is, but you have the ability to deny it and to act as though you don't know and make people really believe that you don't know. Cognitive dissonance. There is cognitive dissonance. You know what the major, outside of this shooting, now I would like to know, now that we know that the nutbag, Mr. Brandon Hull, was interviewed by the FBI, I would like to know, there's no black people in this mass killing. Now, there are some that are, I guess you could say they're kind of brown people, but it doesn't look like he went hunting for blacks. Oh, that reminds me, Maggie, it is a Monday. You got to put the link to the white seagull who strolls into a store somewhere. I don't know where the store was. Strolls into a store, a convenience store that has an automatic or a grocery store that has an automatic closing and opening door. And walks right through the opening doors, and right inside the door is a kiosk that has potato chips in it, bugles. And the bird walks right in, grabs himself, takes his beak, grabs himself a box, a bag of bugles, and then walks right out the door. And then begins to consume the chips. It's just what I've dropped in it because it's a people have accused of the Mondays. Let me go down some headlines from the weekend, and then we'll talk to Kennedy Hall in the third hour of the program. There's another COVID corona hoax. This one's not a COVID corona hoax. This one is a rainbow flag purification league outrage in Ontario, Canada, at a Catholic school, among all Catholic schools.